Mark Scheifele, Winnipeg Jets, big win last night over the Vancouver Canucks. He joins us on Hockey Central at noon. You know, now, we're wondering, are you a guy that would have seen the boys on the bus, the old Edmonton Oiler documentary way back when, up close and personal, Mark?
I don't know if I'm familiar with that reference.
It caught them, you know, like it caught Gretzky, Messier, the whole gang, like, you know, basically traveling, hanging together at a time before they had the 30 for 30 documentaries and that.
Oh, yeah. Just all behind the scenes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never saw it?
No. I've never seen it. Maybe I'll have to check it out.
Listen, if you have never seen it, then that means no current players has ever seen
You're
it.
You're our only hope.
Not unless it's in a like a GIF.
Seriously, maybe I'll have to see if it's on Netflix or something. Find it on YouTube.
What would be an up close and personal following you for a day like? What would that be like?
I don't know. I'd probably get really camera shy, and I wouldn't act like I regularly do. So, but you know, probably you know, a little bit of joking around. You know, you'd get a lot of ice shots because I wouldn't get off the ice because I wouldn't want to come and talk to the media. I don't know. I don't know what it would be like.
Now, is it true you absolutely live and breathe hockey? Is there any point where you got the team stretch going and you say, ah, let's go world politics today?
Never. Never, ever. you know, it's always hockey. There's always, you know, pretty much every second of every day, there's you know, there's hockey on my mind. You know, it helps. I live with Andrew Kopp, and he, you know, he's a hockey junkie like I am too. So, you know, usually there at any point in the day, one of us is watching game film or watching hockey or whatever it is. So, I know he gets mad at me on Sundays or no Saturdays because he wants to watch college football. And you know, if there's a few afternoon hockey games, I usually have the control of the controller. So, you know, that's when we battle it out, but, you know, hockey's definitely always on my mind.
Okay. So you're nerding out watching hockey. You're flipping around games all night. What are you looking for? Who are you watching? What are some things you like about the game right now? And some players you like in the league?
You know, for me, I you know, there's sometimes I'm just watching for pleasure. You know, I just want to enjoy watching hockey games. Sometimes I'm watching, you know, specific players. You know, if Sid's on, you know, I'll definitely be watching him. If Connor's on, I like to watch him. And then obviously that Tampa Bay, you know, whenever Tampa Bay is playing to watch, you know, Cooch and Stammer, that's, you know, that's a line that I've been, you know, trying to watch as much as I can. You know, they're a pretty, pretty dynamic line. They, you know, they almost, get chances at will. You know, so those are probably the teams and players I pay most attention to, but, sometimes they'll just flip on a random game and just enjoy the game of hockey.
Also, so, for our profession, your favorite play-by-play and analyst, whether it's pre-NHL or now in the NHL?
Who, you know, when Otsi was on, you know, Sportsnet, I gotta go with him. He always had some good insight, but, you know, I know he hasn't been on in a while.
Come
Sorry,
on.
Kipper.
The real Kipper.
Hey, when you look at your team right now, Mark, and the success that they've had this year, and you look at the struggles last year, what is the single biggest reason in your mind?
You know, I don't know if there's just one. You know, I think obviously a big one is, you know, our goaltending's been awesome. You know, Helly has been playing, he's been playing awesome for us. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, team success isn't always just one thing doing a really good job. It's got to be a lot of things. And I think a big thing for our group is just the maturity of our team. You know, we've kind of learned how to, you know, manage games a little better. You know, we've been better team defensively. You know, obviously our offense is something that we, you know, we know is there. And I think that's something that sometimes gets us in trouble. You know, we think that we can just score at will, but, you know, for us, I think we just have to continue with that same mentality of knowing that we don't have to, you know, try to open up every game and score, you know, a million goals. All we have to do is focus on, you know, playing good team defense and knowing that, you know, if we play the right way, we'll be rewarded in the offensive side of the game.
So playing center in your division, you know, we're talking about Nylander possibly getting a shot at center. And you look in your division, Taves, Johansson, Sagan, Koivu, Turris, what's the biggest challenge just alone in your division at that position?
Well, it's tough. You know, there's so many, you know, not even just at the center position, there's so many good players and so many, you know, solid teams. You know, teams play great systems. You know, it's, you know, there's some games that it's a battle to just get to the front of the net and, you know, even just get it, you know, get a touch in the offensive zone. You know, it's so tight and teams play so well. So, you know, for me, it's just, you know, keeping the game simple. You know, it's not about going out every shift and trying to, you know, dangle a few guys and try to get a chance that way. It's about, you know, trying to just grind it out. And, you know, if one shift doesn't go the way you want it to, you know, you go back to the drawing board and just continue to, you know, grind teams away because, you know, these teams are so good. And, you know, not just for our division, but the whole league, you know, you can't overcomplicate the game. It's just got to be, you know, simple is best.
Hey, Mark, when we think of Wheeler, we don't necessarily put him in the same category as some of the best playmakers in the league. It just doesn't come to your mind naturally, but maybe it should because the vision that this guy has, I think, is a little underestimated around the league, don't you think?
Oh, it's very underrated. He's probably one of the best passers in the game right now. You know, he sees things that I don't even see. And now it's getting the instinct where I know if I pop out in a certain area, it's on my stick. Like, even if there's like the only room for, you know, a puck to get through, it's getting through. And I'm like, I don't know how he sees it. I try to watch tape. I try to practice things in practice to, you know, be the same passer to him. And I don't know how he sees it. He's a special player. And I really enjoy playing with him. You know, he is a special player and not just in the passing aspect. You know, he does everything so well. He gets him on the forecheck. He blocks shots. He can kill penalties. He's awesome on the power play. He does everything for our team. And I think that's what you want in a leader. And he does a great job with that.
Talking about just how much fun watching your team, and Colby and Kipper just talking earlier, like the difference this year from getting really solid goaltending versus ordinary goaltending. I'm not asking you to make an editorial comment about that, but more about how you can play when you're getting the kind of goaltending this year.
Well, yeah, obviously when your goaltenders are making big saves, you know, for any team, you're going to have a chance to win. And Helly has done an unbelievable job with it this year. He's made big saves when he needs him to. He's kept us in games when we need him to. He's, you know, even when we're up, he's made big saves to, you know, to keep us one goal up or two goals up to, you know, change the momentum of things. So, you know, obviously that's been huge for us. And, you know, it's still relatively early in the season, and we can't continue to, you know, we still got to continue to work on things. We can't think like, hey, we're all good right now. We don't need to worry about, you know, the defensive side of it. We always have to be cognizant of that and focus on that and continue to get better as a team because, you know, that's, you know, as the season ramps up, you know, after Christmas it's gonna ramp up more, and then after All-Star break it's gonna ramp up even more. So we have to continue to work on things to be the best team we can be and to, you know, stay in this fight because this league is so good.
Mark, the depth is really starting to shine, and besides yourself and Wheeler and Perreault with a big contribution, but then you get down to like Brandon Tanev and Henrik's battling, you know, the chemistry to me is starting to really shine as well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that Lowry Cop Tanev line has been awesome for us. Same with the Hendricks line. You know, they've been, you know, some nights maybe it's not on the scoreboard, but you know, they have been scoring a lot as well. But you know, they get on the forecheck, they get possessions, they, you know, the Lowry line can play against top lines. So, you know, that gives my line and Little's line, you know, maybe some easier matchups on at home. So, you know, for us, it's huge. You know, you need that depth. You need all lines firing. And if, you know, if one line's not scoring, you need the other three to try to put a few in the net. So, it's been huge, you know, having that depth. You know, Hendricks has been an awesome addition. He's been great with, you know, Perreault and Armia, and you know, hopefully they can continue to do that.
Mark, 11-2-1 at home. 7 straight home wins. What's it like in Winnipeg right now? You wearing a disguise wheeling around town? Team's so hot.
No, not quite. The city's pretty good. They're really respectful people, and obviously the city's really happy for us. And I think when you're going through a stretch like that, you just want to, you get that feeling, in the building, you get that feeling around the city, and you want to hold on to it. So it makes you work that much harder.
Last question, because Kippy asked, like, okay, so if you can't watch hockey, college football, any sports, I don't know if it's world politics like Kippy watches, but I don't know, is there something you have to watch? Is it Netflix? Is it something on TV that you watch regularly? What would it be?
Me and Morrissey on the plane, we've been rewatching the Harry Potter movies. So that's something I'll watch. And then me and Copper at home, we've been watching, we've been rewatching Friday Night Lights. So, they just got to the last season, so it's that's always a fun thing to put on, in the middle of the day when no sports are on.
Well, a good diversion that way. Anyway, like we said, keep it going as far as the Jets go and as far as your play. Hey, thanks very much for joining us. All the best, Mark.
Thanks, guys.